all things Childersburg football are here now. This is the Coach Johnson Show, presented by Radio Alabama Sports.
It is everything Childersburg football. It is the Coach Johnson Show. I'm Dave McCurley, along with the head football coach and athletic director of the Childersburg Tigers, Coach Johnny Johnson. And, Coach, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How you doing?
Well, I'm doing good, but I would be doing a lot better if we could roll this train around into the win column. You know, I tell you, we played your old ball coach five times now, and we've yet to get on top of him. But I'm gonna tell you, your kids played hard last Friday night, and a lot of people may not realize this. There wasn't a lot of scoring, but that was a very, very physical football game last Friday night against B.B. Comer.
Oh, definitely. I'm so proud of them. You know, we played hard. We changed some things up this Christmas for them because we never know what they're going to do because they got some great athletes. We just can't get over the hump. You know, Coach Foster, the program built to win. They know how to win, and that's what we're trying to do. We need that one game, and that's the game we wanted. We fight it, but, you know, we made some big mistakes. Made a mistake in the special team game and had some opportunity offense in the red zone, and we made some mental stuff. You know, we went disciplined stuff on offense. But what a great game, man. I mean, the fans, I know they enjoyed it because everybody was into it. Great fans there on both sides. So it was a great game.
You know, I no disrespect to your offense, and we're going to talk about that in a little bit, but I want to tell you, if B.B. Comer doesn't pick that punt up and run it 53 yards right directly into 2 minutes into the game, I believe we may still be playing and it be 0-0, Coach. I don't know that anybody would have ever scored.
I know. I mean, they got in the red zone. We did a great job stopping them. They did a great job stopping us. You know, that was a turning point. You know, I thought we could you take that punt away. I thought we'd go in halftime 0-0. And if they had the opportunity to go in overtime and see what happened.
Boy, and I tell you, a lot of people have asked me, and of course, I know you, been knowing you a long time, and if things were easy to fix, of course, you would fix them. But a lot of people want to know, if you could pinpoint one thing on offense that we're just not doing, is it the little things? I know the other night we had four or five procedure penalties, and in the fifth game of the year, you know, of course, you would think that many of those don't happen, but I got to ask you, if you had to address one thing, and you could only address one thing in the next 3 days or the next few days, what would that one thing be on offense that you would attack?
We're still back to the offensive line, you know. We're playing different people. We're trying to find that five guys that can work together. And we just ain't found it yet, you know. We missed assignment. You know, you go back and watch the film. You know, we won blocks away, stand on a block that we can score a lot, you know. Then we had, again, that's one thing, you know, but then you can't be outside wide as a right receiver and you're in the red zone and you jump offside twice. That's discipline right there. That's being mentally tough right there. So we had opportunity, you know. We working. The kids still working. They're still breathing. I mean, we need to find a win. Somewhere we got to find a win.
Yeah, and I hope it's this Friday night at homecoming, but you're playing a very good Vincent team, and we'll talk about them in a little bit. But I want to go back to your quarterback, and I know he's your son, and I know you have to be probably more critical of him, just you and him, than you are of anybody else. But I'm going to tell you something. I saw him grow immensely last Friday night for two or three reasons. Clint and I talked about one time where – you know, in games past, and this is, you got to realize, this is really only his fifth full game of playing quarterback, and he's only a sophomore. He's going to get bigger. He's going to get better. But I got to tell you, in games past, he really would kind of hold on to the ball a little bit longer when he was under pressure, and he got sacked a couple times. You know, last Friday night, when pressure came, he tucked that thing a few times and run with it. But one time, when the outside collapsed and the center did not, he stepped up into that pocket and made a bullet of a throw.
I getting better every week, you know, the work he's doing, you know, learning, you know, that game, learning the game, learning how to play quarterback. I thought he played well. He made some plays with his leg. And then got to get better, not trying to take a kid, get the ball out of his hand. I thought he did a better job getting the ball out of his hand, getting a better job of reading everything. He don't get better. The more work he put in, the more he learned the game, I think he's going to get everything going for us. That we got to count on him. You know, we still got a young bunch of guys playing. You know, we're playing, you know, him a sophomore, and we got some young guys we playing out wide and, you know, running back. You know, we still need that tight running back that we can get downhill with. Same thing up front. You know, we're still playing with some guys that never played but learning. But, you know, at the end of the day, we're still coaching hard. Our coach is doing a good job coaching. And like I told the kids today, you know, we're going to keep coaching hard. We're going to keep working. Y'all come to work every day. We're going to come to work every day. And we're gonna get that win. You know, it's tough. Like this Friday, it's a, you know, just to come in undefeated. Got a great offense, good defense. And, but, you know, we're gonna, it's still another rider game for us. You know, we went over there last year and we beat them. So they're going to be ready, and I hope we're going to have our stuff ready to play.
Well, you know, one thing that I want to touch on the offense, too, that is a positive for me, you can't say this for our Auburn Tigers. It seems like we do this just about every other time we have the football, but turnovers. And I got to tell you, way back in the first game of the year against Fayetteville, in about the third possession, we tried an offensive play where we were running the option. We pitched it. Our running back didn't handle the ball very well, and Fayetteville got on it. Until the other night at the very end of that ball game when Jacob threw the Hail Mary down there just to try to get us a score and they intercepted it. We've only had two turnovers in five ball games. You have to be proud of that.
We took care of the ball well. And he did a good job. You know, we threw the ball a lot Friday night and just that one pick, so that was good on his side. And during the games, you know, teams we played, we throw the football, you've been doing good. And that gets in my back that when we do run the football that we hold on to the ball. So we have really secured the ball. You know, on defense, we have got some takeaways on the defense side of the ball. But fundamentally, though, you know, we still doing some fundamental ball security. But, again, we just got to get something offensive going so we help our defense because our defense has been playing well for us. They've been doing a good job to keep us in the ball game. And offense, we got to step up on offense at the ball. Let's get some drives. You know, we got to have a drive. Move the chains to keep us our defense off the field.
Yeah, we can't expect to get big plays a lot. And, of course, we have not had a lot of big plays. But I'm going to tell you, the big plays that we have had, I got to say Devontae Fairman's been somewhere in it.
Oh, yeah. He had turned around. He had played really good football for us. T. Hood, you know, man, he made amazing, like, what he kicked on the sideline the other night. So, we got guys, you know, again, they're working. We just got to get something positive going to get that win. And it's tough. They come to work and, you know, they were hurt. That's what I like. They were hurt, but they kept on playing.
Yeah. And I got to ask you, as a head coach, this is your fifth year now. Do you ever feel like that when that win comes, no matter who it is, and we put four quarters together and we play well offensively and defensively, do you think that then the floodgates will open and wins will start coming easier once your team learns how to win? How do you feel about that?
I believe that. I really believe that. That when we learn, when we compete for fourth quarter, I think it'll open eyes up at what we've been saying and the work they put in. Because it hurt last Friday because they know at the end of the game that it's an opportunity for us and we make some mistakes. And just a team, you know, good team like Comer that been and been successful, you can't make mistakes. And that's what we're doing. You know, when you watch film, it will get you upset when you watch film. We're doing the little things wrong, you know, the little things. And that's what we keep talking about, the little things. You know, we just wait for it to click. You know, it's going to click. And yeah. I tell them all the time, it's going to click. But everybody got to click, though. One or two people can't click.
That's
football
right.
Different.
That's
everybody
right.
Everybody has to click.
Well,
we're going to get there.
Yeah, and you will. And I know fans, schools, everybody's got to be patient. But I know the kids are getting impatient, and they want to win worse than anybody. But I got to tell you, you got homecoming up this Friday, and you got Vincent coming in. And, boy, I tell you, Coach Weatherford does a great job, but you got a couple of cats over there that we know about. One of them in Kasem Fields, he used to be at Childersburg. He's a very good football player.
Yeah, smart, can throw the ball good, can run, control the offense. They got some good athletes, you know, him, the running back, receiver up front, defense. They do a great job over there. You know, they've been successful. They make some run in the playoffs. You know, got a good team coming in. I just feel like that we're going to be prepared. We're going to be ready. and my guys want to win. So it's going to be, I think it's going to be a very good football game.
Not many head football coaches can say what I'm about to say. Very few of them, as a matter of fact, are coaching their alma mater in a homecoming game. You as a player at Childersburg, obviously there were rivalries that meant more to you. Childersburg, Sylacauga, whether it be Vincent, Talladega, Winterboro, whoever. But this is homecoming for you as a head coach. How bad do you want to get this win?
It really is for the kids. It ain't bad for me. I want it for the kids. I want the kids to get their homecoming, that smile on their face. When you win homecoming, that's a different feeling. You know, you win homecoming. You know, you got people coming in, come to watch from different places, that with the Childersburg coming in, alumni and stuff. But my thing is, I just want to see their face when they get the win on homecoming. It just means so much to the kids when we get into the community. And that's the biggest thing, you know, like we went over there and beat them over there. And that was a big game. It came down to the end, a fight, hard fight game. Same thing here. I want to play good football. And I want the kids to show at the end that, hey, all the work they do, it's time to pay it off.
Well, and you mentioned last year's game, going over there to the Yellow Jacket Hive and winning that game. If you'll remember correctly, we scored and took the lead, but then it was up to our defense to hold on to it, and you had a couple of kids step up and made some big plays. How tough will this be this Friday night to ask some of those seniors? You need your seniors to step up here.
Oh, definitely. You know, it's the defense. Why it's do your job, reach your keys, because they do some things so well. So you got to be doing your job. Do be simple. Reach your keys. Offense, we have to come up to football. This is what we were preaching all week. You know, we have to come up to football. We can't be standing around. We got to be physical. We haven't done it. You know, we came in every year, thought we could be that way. We don't know what happened to us, but we have to be physical. For us to be in the football game, we had to be physical up front.
Well, and I'll ask you this too, with the woes that we've had on offense, I know you've made some changes this week as well, right?
Yeah, we did. We had to move people around. We're trying to find a good fit. We're just trying to make us the best football team. You know, and we tell the kids, you know, we got to find something that we can hang our hats on, you know, and right now we ain't got nothing we can hang our hats on. You got to be able to run the football. You got to be able to establish the run, and then your passing game can come along. But, you know, again, we got to take it, you know, of ourselves up front that we're going to block people and we're going to come up to football.
So when you leave the locker room on Friday night at John Cox Stadium addressing your team, what's the last thing you'll tell them?
Hey, right now I'm going to play physical. We got to play physical football. I mean, that's, at the end of the day, go play physical football and take the fourth quarter.
Absolutely. Well, Coach, good luck on Friday night as homecoming. Coming in there, and we need a win. We need spark. And a lot of people don't realize this, but a good spark heading back into region play next week would be just what the doctor ordered.
That's what we need. You know, we're not out of this. You know, we got a region game coming up to this right here. We got a big game. We got a open week. We can heal. We can work on stuff. Then we're back in the region play. The opportunity is still there for us. I'm telling the kids, we still got opportunity, but we have to put the work in.
No doubt about it. Well, Coach, good luck on Friday night and homecoming, and let's go get a win against the Yellow Jackets, and go Tigers.
Go Tigers.
Thanks for listening to the Coach Johnson Show, presented by Radio Alabama Sports. Follow all season long on the official home of the Childersburg Tigers, the Resolute Forest Products Tiger Sports Network on Kix 100.3, the Tiger Sports Network Facebook page, RadioAlabamaSports.net, and the Radio Alabama app.